Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Nature City Podcast. I'm your host, Carl Pradelli, and I'm also the CEO and co-founder of the company, having started Nature City over 20 years ago with my wife, Beth. And since then, it's been our pleasure to have served over 500,000 Americans by offering them the best supplements we can make. If you can, if you like what you hear, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're trying to build out the channel, to spread the knowledge to others, and it's a way that you can help us help others who also are interested in supplements. Okay, so today is part two of our series on our must-have supplements for heart and cardiovascular health. These are the four that we believe should be part of everyone's day. If you missed part one, we discussed the importance of omega-3s and CoQ10 as ubiquinol to heart health, and also offered tips on what to look for when choosing supplements with these ingredients. Just so you can get, you know, the most bang for your supplement buck and return on your supplement investment. And we also talked about the special features in our True Omega-3 and True CoQ10 products, you know, that are designed to help maximize your benefits and give you the most from these particular products. So I encourage you to check out part one when you have some time. Okay, so omega-3s and CoQ10, no great surprises there, as they are both foundational nutrients for heart health and make sense to supplement. Our third supplement recommendation is a combination of vitamin D3 and vitamin K2, one existing star in the supplement world and a rising star in vitamin K2. You likely know that higher vitamin D levels in the blood have been associated with longevity and healthier aging, which makes sense because vitamin D plays a role in many body functions and parts of our body. What's more of a recent discovery is that vitamin D and vitamin K2 work together in the body in several important ways, starting with cardiovascular health. As you may know, one key to good heart and cardiovascular health is to minimize calcium buildup in arteries and blood vessels. Vitamin D and vitamin K2 work together to support you in this goal. Vitamin D helps create a protein called matrix GLA protein, or MGP for short, which works to help ensure that calcium is not deposited in arteries and soft tissues. The MGP we produce is one of the most potent inhibitors of vascular calcification used by the body that at least we know about. However, for MGP to spring into action, it needs vitamin K2 to activate it. So vitamin D helps produce the protein and vitamin K2 activates it so it can go to work for you. You know, it's almost like you're sitting in your car, engine running, which vitamin D helps you get the car going. Now K2 comes along and puts it into gear so you can actually move and go where you want. That's what K2 does. It activates this MGP protein. So instead of calcium building up in arteries and your vascular system, it gets redirected to where you want, such as your bones. That's why we say, you know, vitamin K2 and vitamin D3, you know, put calcium where it belongs, which is in bones and not arteries. The challenge is we don't get enough of these vitamins from diet, and in the case of vitamin D, from sun exposure, which makes them ideal candidates for a supplement. Vitamin K2 in particular is very hard to get from diet unless you're eating a lot of fermented foods. That's to be, you know, and we want to distinguish vitamin K2 from vitamin K1, which is found in many leafy vegetables. So generally, K1 isn't much of a problem, but vitamin K2 is a challenge because, again, if you're eating fermented vegetables like sauerkraut or, you know, fermented vegetables, fermented soy, then there's a good chance you're getting enough. You know, enough vitamin K2, but generally we don't do that in our diets here. You can take these two vitamins separately, right? There's no magic to blending them in the same capsule, but we combined the most potent forms together in True K2 D3. Besides being more convenient to take them together, D3 and K2 are both fat-soluble vitamins, so you want to take them after a meal when possible, and having them in one capsule makes it easier, a little easier to do this. True K2 D3 is a plant-based formula, so both the K2 and the D3 come from plants. In the case of D3, it's coming from organic algae, and the vitamin K2 is made from chickpeas and is from the MenaQ7 brand. Now, if you're familiar with K2, you may know it comes in the menaquinone 7 or MK7 form, or the menaquinone 4 or MK4 form. We use the MK7 found in MenaQ7 because it remains in the blood, you know, for up to 72 hours after you take it, whereas MK4 has a very short half-life and quickly disappears from circulation. So you either have to take it, you know, large amounts many different times during the day to achieve the same results you can with MK7. Just makes it a lot more convenient and easier and probably a little more economical too. Now, as important, MenaQ7 has been the subject of research studies for the artery and vascular health support we've been discussing here today, with 180 micrograms daily found to be the ideal amount for most people. Now, they are studying higher amounts to see if there's greater benefit in taking more than 180 micrograms. I think they're studying 360 micrograms daily. Too early to say if it makes any sense to take more. 180 micrograms per day is generally considered the ideal amount, again, for most people. If you take two K2 D3 capsules a day, that gives you the same 180 micrograms of MenaQ7 we've been talking about, along with 125 micrograms of vitamin D3, which is equivalent to the old 5,000 IU. I wish they didn't change that. I guess in a few years, we'll get used to it, but it was so much easier to remember the IUs versus the micrograms of vitamin D. Anyway, if you find one capsule is more suitable for you, that's fine. Or if your doctor advises you to take a different amount, then you certainly should follow that advice. One important caution, if you are taking a blood thinner like Coumadin, then you should definitely consult with your physician before taking any vitamin K2 supplement. It's really important you do this, as these drugs work as vitamin K antagonists. So you have to come up with a plan with your physician that makes sense for your personal situation. So that brings us to our fourth favorite supplement for heart health. We already have the omega-3s, CoQ10 is ubiquinol, and vitamin K2 and D3. What we're missing is the powerful antioxidant support you get from polyphenols. These are the phytonutrients that put the color in fruits and vegetables, and which have been linked to longevity and better health as we age, including heart and cardiovascular health. Now, different polyphenols support different functions in the body, which is why you want to ingest a broad range of unique polyphenols daily. The best way we know to supplement what you get from diet is with the seven powerful fruit extracts found in our TrueBerry 7 product. Not only are these fruit extracts packed with polyphenols, but each specific ingredient has documented research evidence of its specific benefits. You don't get that in many other similar products. Now, when it comes to heart and cardiovascular health, these extracts have been found to help you in at least nine valuable ways. All in, TrueBerry 7 offers about 25 benefits throughout the body, so it's not just heart and cardiovascular support, but the nine heart and cardiovascular supports are really leading the day and account for, you know, the most support. If you're curious, the second biggest category in TrueBerry 7 would be benefits for brain and cognitive health. Not bad. The three fruits that provide the most heart support in TrueBerry 7 are the Pomnex P30 whole pomegranate extract, the Capros amla, which is also known as Indian gooseberry extract, and the Mega Natural BP grapeseed extract, which comes from Napa Valley. So let me quickly share the nine ways that the published research with these polyphenol-rich fruit extracts have been shown to help your heart and cardiovascular health. I think you'll find that's a pretty impressive list. It starts with helping you maintain healthy blood pressure levels, which is a challenge as we get older. And when we say blood pressure levels, we're talking about systolic blood pressure, which is the top number, as well as diastolic support, which is the bottom number. TrueBerry 7 also helps promote nitric oxide production in the body to maintain healthy blood flow. As you may know, nitric oxide, when it's released inside your vascular system, helps blood vessels relax so blood can flow more easily and freely throughout your system. On a related note to this, TrueBerry 7 also helps promote microcirculation in the smallest blood vessels. Okay, when we think of blood flow, often we're thinking about blood flowing through our arteries, our veins, but blood also has to flow through our smallest blood vessels to reach cells in different tissues so those cells can do its various functions and really help our body, not just our heart, but really our entire body, and, you know, deliver oxygen to different cells, as well as help really maintain a healthy inflammation response in the body, which is not only important for heart health, but pretty much every other aspect of our health and wellness. Next category falls in what's known as maintaining healthy lipid levels or cholesterol, right? And not only can TrueBerry 7 help you maintain healthy total cholesterol levels, but also the three components of cholesterol. So that would be helping you maintain healthy LDL cholesterol levels, helping you maintain healthy HDL, which is considered the good cholesterol levels, and also helping you maintain healthy triglyceride levels. Okay, so what's nice is that TrueBerry 7 helps you with all aspects of your cholesterol health, which is great. Next category is helping you support a healthy inflammation response to maintain healthy C-reactive protein levels. You may be familiar with C-reactive protein. It's now become more common in your basic blood work. And really what it is an it's a marker of inflammation, right? I think a normal level is considered below 3.0. Some folks will say a level closer to 1 is most optimal. But certainly, not only is it important for cardiovascular health, but really gives you a sense of what else is going on in your body from, you know, inflammation response point of view. And TrueBerry 7 really helps you maintain and hopefully optimize your CRP or C-reactive protein level. The last thing I want to talk about is TrueBerry 7 also helps protect the endothelium. Okay, which from oxidative stress. So what's the endothelium? Well, that's really a lining of cells, a layer of cells that really protects your entire vascular system. So basically, this layer of cells is lining about 60,000 miles of blood vessels throughout your body. Okay, that sounds like a lot, and it is. Now, what's important here is this smooth lining can get damaged by free radicals. Okay, we talked about protecting against oxidative stress. Of course, free radicals cause oxidative stress. So when it gets damaged by free radicals, we're talking about the smooth line protective lining, that sets the stage for plaque to form and also inflammation and other bad things. You know, inflammation occurs, other bad things happen. It really puts your artery and vascular health on the wrong path. The polyphenols in TrueBerry 7 help protect this lining and the health of the endothelium. So those are 9 heart health benefits from TrueBerry 7. Hopefully you see now why these polyphenols are so valuable. They really do so much and work much differently from some of the other heart health ingredients and nutrients we discussed earlier. And together, they're just a great way to protect your heart and cardiovascular health. Now, when it comes to TrueBerry 7, we suggest taking 2 servings a day for at least the first 2 to 3 months. And after that, you can continue with 2 servings a day if you prefer, or if you want to just take 1 a day to maintain support, that's fine too. There's so many ways TrueBerry 7 can help you. I think you'll want to maximize the support and benefits with 2 servings, which is what I do. But you know, that really is up to you to find out what works best for you and your health. So that's part 2 of our heart health series. Check out True K2D3 and TrueBerry 7 at natureseed.com, along with True Omega-3 and True CoQ10. And please let us know if you have any questions. Very important topic, heart health, and we're here to help you as you need. So that's it for this week's episode. As mentioned, please subscribe to our YouTube channel to see future episodes. You can listen to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts also. And sign up for our email list at natureseed.com, and we'll let you know when future episodes drop. This is Carl Pardelli, and I'll see you next week.